Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
AgeOfTheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Gordon Chang, outstanding member of our Brain Trust now for several years, author of a number of books on the Pacific Rim part of the world, wrote a book on China, the coming collapse of China. That was a while ago, and another one a few years ago, the nuclear showdown with North Korea takes on the world. And of course, recently you see his commentary on a lot on television. His handsome face is all over the major networks and commenting on all the shift in control back and forth all over the Asian Rim. Gordon. And thanks again for being with us. I asked my audience this last week in our online poll, are you concerned about North Korea, basically, and their leader, Kim Jong-un? And three-fourths of my audience said that they were concerned or very concerned. And I've asked a handful of global businessmen, business leaders, in the last 12 months, before the election even, what they thought was America's biggest concern in the world was, and every one of them, without blinking, said North Korea. What do you think?
Yeah, well, certainly. And the Wall Street Journal in November reported that the Obama White House told the Trump transition team that North Korea was America's number one security threat.
Yeah.
And I think that's absolutely correct. And then the Trump administration has taken that to heart by actually putting it at the top of its foreign policy agenda.
Is it because Jung-un is unhinged. He's a little tin pot despot. He's the Korean version of Trump. Unpredictable. What do you think is the problem?
Well, Kim Jong-un is, I think, thoroughly rational. What he's doing is he's acting under constraints that are very different than those of most national leaders, and so he is acting the way one would act, given the incentives that he has. And that is just an abnormal regime. So he does look like he's unhinged, but I think that he is thoroughly rational.
Now, that's interesting. I haven't heard anybody. You're the only person I've heard actually say that, of course, and maybe other people would. But his playbook is not really unlike his father's and grandfather's, right? I mean, isn't he doesn't really want to attack America with a nuclear weapon, right? He's just trying to hold people hostage to get something out of them, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't worry about him waking up and attacking Austin, Texas, as you know was shown on a map released by Pyongyang once.
Right.
But I am concerned, though, that when he's confident about his arsenal, he will use it to blackmail the United States
right.
to break the defense treaty with South Korea, get our troops off the peninsula, so that he can then.
That's his big Christmas list, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's at the core of the legitimacy of the Kim regime is to take over South Korea. So that's why this is extraordinarily dangerous.
So he's by South Korea, the way Putin is by the former Soviet holdings.
Even more so.
Yeah.
Even more so, because that is the reason for the Kim regime. That's the reason why people will sacrifice in North Korea.
Right.
It's because of the goal of absorbing South Korea.
Very interesting. That's the nationalism cry that he holds his people together with, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. That's
wow.
why people are willing
Very
to accept a substandard standard of living.
Right.
Is because they say, okay, well, it's our destiny to rule all of Korea.
Napoleon said a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. That's their ribbon, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting. Very interesting. So I said in my analysis after when I took that survey, I said that especially after China, as I mentioned earlier in this segment, that I from their newspaper said that China would not retaliate against the U.S. if they responded to an attack by North Korea. I said that was a major restraint that got a gift to America and a restraint on North Korea, and that because of that and because Trump is not a regular kind of president, that we did not really need to be worried about being attacked.
Well, as I said, I'm not worried about an unprovoked attack from North Korea, but I'm worried about Kim Jong-un starting a chain of events that leads to a nuclear exchange.
But do you think President Trump will allow him to, as long as he's in office, will allow him to hold him hostage like that?
I hope not. Yeah. President Trump on January 2nd said that he wouldn't. But, you know, the North Koreans are not chopped liver. They are
right.
Very good at defying the international community and the United States. And they've got the better of us over the course of decades. So
over several presidents.
Over a lot of presidents. And so
yeah.
I think that we have to be concerned about what they're going to do. And Trump has got to do everything right with very little margin of error.
Yeah. And all of this, is it possible? I mean, what would it take for regime change over there? I mean, we're not going to take this guy out, are we?
No, I don't think that we will.
And what you said earlier means his people probably are not going to take him out.
No, unless we restrict the flow of money into North Korea so that life becomes unbearable.
Are we doing that now?
We're taking baby steps toward that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So, last thoughts on North Korea. What's going to happen in the next 6 months?
I think we're going to have a lot of friction with China. We're already having it right now. The Chinese are saying that we're going to pay for the sanctions that we've imposed on Chinese
right.
companies. So,
and we'll pay based on by their support of North Korea.
Yep, and probably they'll try to retaliate on trade.
When we come back, I want to get Gordon to give us an analysis about the economic impact of all of this and how this rolls out to me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.